What comes to your mind when you think of the church? A building? A place to go on Sunday? In Ephesians 3, Paul reveals a deeper, more profound definition. The church is a people called by God, belonging to Christ, and indwelt by the Spirit. Paul writes about the mystery. Gentiles are fellow heirs to the promises of God. This mystery, hidden for ages, now unfolds through the church.
Many people think of the church today as a building with a steeple. You know, we all say that we're going to go over to the church on Sunday, and that's fine. But here's a biblical definition of the church. It is a people called by God, belonging to Jesus Christ, indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul is about to amplify that definition here in Ephesians chapter 3. He's going to add some details to this description of the church. First, he mentions here in verse 1 that he's a prisoner of Christ. This is a reminder, by the way, to his readers that even though he's under house arrest in the city of Rome, he's still serving Christ, who is ultimately in control of his life. He's not a prisoner of Rome. He's a prisoner according to the plan of Jesus Christ. Don't miss this. Even though Paul would rather be free to serve in the church, God wanted him imprisoned. And from this confinement, Paul is going to find the time to write these four inspired New Testament letters, which have directed the church to this very day. Paul mentions here in verse 2 the stewardship of God's grace. The word stewardship relates to a responsibility. Paul is affirming that the Lord has entrusted to him this responsibility of preaching the grace of God, particularly as God's chosen apostle to the Gentile peoples. Now with that, Paul begins talking about the mystery of the church. He writes here in verse 3 that this mystery was made known to him by divine revelation. He adds here in verse 5 that this mystery was not known to the sons of men in other generations as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets. Well, what's this mystery that Paul's talking about? We use the word mystery today to refer to something you can't figure out. But Paul is using the word for something that was unknown throughout Old Testament times. It was a mystery then, but it's now been unveiled, he writes, by God's revelation. So what's the mystery? Paul tells us here in verse 6. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Now, I got to admit to you, this doesn't seem like front page news to me, probably to you either. This isn't really that big a deal, is it? Well, that's because for us, the church is 2,000 years old, and most Christians today are Gentiles. But remember that throughout the Old Testament dispensation, until the beginning of the New Testament dispensation of the church age, God was working in the world almost exclusively through his chosen nation, Israel. If God wanted to speak, he spoke through them. If people wanted to follow God, they followed God through them and their example. In fact, until the church was created in Acts chapter 2, Gentiles who believed in the true God, well, they effectively became a part of the Jewish nation. They adopted Jewish systems, ceremonies, festivals, and commandments. But now, well, this is a new day. This is a new era of time, a new dispensation. And Paul has been divinely entrusted with this stewardship, this responsibility, this dispensation that effectively defines the church age, to proclaim the gospel of Christ to both Jews and Gentiles. And don't miss how he feels about this. He actually writes here in verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 3 that he thinks he's the very least of all the saints. In other words, he doesn't think he's worthy of this responsibility at all. He's the last person in his mind who should be explaining the mystery of the church. Yet, just think about it, beloved. God gives this former persecutor of the early church the privilege of preaching to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Have you ever thought about the fact that you've been given by God the same privilege today to be a part of God's plan for the church age in taking the gospel to all people? You are carrying on what Paul started. Whether you're in vocational ministry or not, you, a representative of Christ, have been appointed to where you live and work for His glory. Paul reveals this fascinating point here in verse 10, that God's manifold wisdom is made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. What he means is even angels are listening in on this new truth. Imagine that. God has chosen to use us, the church, to reveal to the angelic world the mystery that Jews and Gentiles are united now in one body that is in the New Testament church. That's a staggering thought, beloved. You know, we might have a lot to learn, but think about the fact that the angels are still learning as well. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 tells us that the angels long to look into matters of salvation. And Paul says here that God is using you and me to instruct them through the way we live, the way we live together with others as members of the New Testament church. That happens to be a part of what Paul calls here in verse 11, God's eternal purpose, that He be glorified throughout all of creation. Listen, don't ever think that you're insignificant, beloved. You happen to be a part of God's eternal plan. And frankly, we're just getting started. Now with that, Paul adds a personal note to the believers in Ephesus by writing here in verse 13, I ask you not to lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory. But Paul is currently suffering imprisonment in Rome because of his ministry to the Gentiles. His claim that Gentiles can belong to God, well, that had caused Jewish people in Jerusalem to riot, to threaten his life, and that led to his imprisonment now in Rome. But Paul doesn't want his readers to be discouraged, to lose heart. He wants them to know that God's purposes, even through this, are being accomplished. And that's a wonderful perspective for you and me today. Serving the Lord really isn't about us anyway. It's about Him. It isn't about our expectations in ministry. It's about His expectations that unfold in our ministry. It isn't about our will. It's about demonstrating our trust in His will and in His wisdom. And let me tell you, if this is your perspective, hardship along the way won't cause you to give in or to give up. Now here in verse 14, Paul begins another long prayer for the church in Ephesus. And again, this prayer is just one long sentence. His request here in verse 16 is that these believers will be strengthened with power through God's Spirit in their inner being. In other words, Paul is praying that the Holy Spirit will invigorate these believers in their inner being, their inner core, to give them dynamic, Spirit-generated power. The Spirit's power now is going to provide two results. Paul writes in verse 17 that it will allow Christ to dwell in their hearts, our hearts, through faith. Now, he's not talking about Christ coming in to dwell in us through salvation. He's writing this letter to Christians. Paul is praying that Christ will be at home, as it were, in their hearts through their faithful living. Have you ever gone to somebody's house, but you've never felt at home there? You're looking forward to leaving? Well, Paul is effectively praying that the way we live our lives will make Christ feel at home in our lives. Now, the second result of spiritual strengthening is revealed here in verses 18 to 19. Paul says that this spiritual strength will allow them to comprehend to a greater degree what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. You know, we often speak today of the love of God, and we should, but we also have to admit that our understanding of God's love needs to develop and deepen and grow. We have so much more to learn about the incredible, unstoppable, faithful love of God for His redeemed, His church today. You know, this is a pretty big prayer request, isn't it? He's praying for them and us, that we will be filled with the strength of God's Spirit in order to deepen our understanding of God's love for us, in order that we might surrender more readily to what God wants to do through us. I wonder, is this prayer request too big for us? Well, Paul knew that we would probably ask that question, so he closes here in verse 20 by reminding us that God is fully capable of answering this prayer. In fact, Paul writes here that God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Well, in light of that, we can't help but join the Apostle Paul here in verse 21, praising God and saying along with Paul, "To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Well, that's a great place to stop for the day. Until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Paul showed us that the church, comprising both Jews and Gentiles, is part of God's eternal plan. Even angels learn from our unity and faith. Remember, as believers, we are part of something far greater than ourselves. Would you be interested in receiving occasional text messages and updates from Stephen? Or maybe you'd prefer to receive an email? We'd like to be able to communicate with you. Stephen sends ministry updates and words of encouragement to those on our email or text list. If you're not receiving those, please sign up. Visit wisdomonline.org/email. That's the address you'll use for both email and text updates. Once again, it's wisdomonline.org/email. Of course, once you're signed up, you can send Stephen a text or email as well. We'd enjoy interacting with you that way. But again, to receive ministry updates and words of encouragement to help you in your Christian faith, get signed up today. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure and join us next time as we continue through Ephesians on this wisdom journey.